We are joined by Endicott College head football coach Paul McGonigal, now 6-0 on the season and 2-0 in the league. And coach, welcome. Thanks for joining us again.
Thanks, Bill. Thanks for having me again.
Well, it was a very impressive win for you guys on Saturday, 52-7 over Nichols. Now, this is a team that came in with a pretty highly regarded offense, and yet you guys pretty much shut them down.
Yeah, they were number one in the conference. They scored 71 points at one point against Dean. You know, they got a lot of explosive players over there, but our defense did a great job, you know, setting the tone kind of early, which was great. So, and they've done a good job all year so far.
Now, we talk about the defense. Let me just have you zero in a bit more on that defense. What, you know, it's taken a different look from week to week as required by your opponent, but what were some of the highlights defensively, which included a safety this past weekend?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's different people stepping up different games. I mean, you know, Ismar Kandik, you know, backup defensive lineman, you know, led the team in tackles, you know, helped with the safety right there. You know, you look at one week, it's this person, one week, it's this person, not to be redundant, but in reality, it's really what it is. I mean, if you look at the stats, there's no one defensive player that's way above everybody else. It's a total, you know, team effort.
I'm going to go to the offense in a moment, but we talk about the defense just there, but special teams, too, has been a strength for your club. You had a 87-yard kickoff return, you mentioned, and some other things as well. So special teams have been getting it done for you as well.
Yeah, special teams are huge. I mean, I think what we do here is we really emphasize it. You know, I know everybody says a third of the game, but we put the best guys out there. It's not just, hey, if you're back up, you're on it. But we also have guys that embrace, hey, this is my role. You know, we had a game, kind of a pseudo JV game the night before against Bridgeton Academy, and you're only allowed to play so many games in a season. And some guys were like, we don't want you to play because we'd rather have you play those 4, 6, 10 snaps on special teams. And they're all like, coach, I love my role. I understand it. So, you know, it's great for those guys and their mentality too.
You know, another interesting stat out of Saturday's game was your offense. So now you as a team, you pick up 472 yards of total offense, but it's split, not quite evenly, but 210 passing, 262 rushing. You know, as a defense, you know, you don't want to see that, I don't think, do you?
Yeah, it's finally good that, you know, they started clicking. We don't go in saying, hey, we're going to throw the ball for 400 yards or run the ball for 400 yards or 200, 200, 100, whatever it is. I think each game's differently. I think you have a plan, but sometimes plans change because just like we will make adjustments going into that game, other teams game plan us, and, you know, they come out with different fronts and different looks. So that's what they did.
And I was also referring, too, to the balance, just the overall balance, which is tremendous to have that as well.
Yeah. Oh, definitely, and third down efficiency. I mean, that was huge for us, you know, 1-on-1 and fourth down, but definitely great balance, and, you know, it's kind of more about distributing too. Distribution.
Hey, so I won't touch too much. You're off this coming weekend. You have a bye, University of New England on the road in 2 weeks, then Curry, so you got a couple of road games coming up. But what do you do during this stretch as a coach and as a team with 2 weeks to prepare for your next game?
I think it's like any game week, you know, we'll have these guys focused as if we're playing this week as well, just because you can't just take it off or lackluster. We got to keep them going, keep them in shape, you know, probably look at ourselves too and what things we could do better up to this point and things we're doing well and not well. But it's a good time to, you know, self-scout ourselves as well as our next opponent.
All right. Finally, about the league itself. Tell me a bit more. What do we know more about the Commonwealth Conference after really basically the second week of a conference play?
I still think it's very even across the board. I mean, you have, you know, teams that are, you know, lost week one but won this week. So it's just still very open conference for all teams at this point.
All right, Coach, any other particular note to share with us on Endicott football from this past weekend or any other team news?
No, not right now, Bill. Thank you, though.
Okay, sounds good. Coach, always good talking with you. Have a great week, and we'll talk again soon.
All right, thanks, Bill. Have a good week.
You too. Okay, Paul McGonigal, head football coach at Endicott College.